From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Samsung Tuesday announced a total halt to production of its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, citing continued safety concerns over the device exploding. The company said in a statement, "We recently readjusted the production volume for thorough investigation and quality control, but putting consumer safety as a top priority, we reached a final decision to halt production of Galaxy Note 7s. Meanwhile, Samsung will also change course and recall more than 190,000 of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphones in China, according to officials there. Pakistan's government, meanwhile, has imposed a travel ban on a leading journalist after he sparked an uproar by reporting that civilian officials had clashed with the military over its covert support for militants. Cyril Almeida is an assistant editor at Dawn, announced early Tuesday that he had been placed on the exit control list. The report published Friday, meanwhile, prompted threats on social media and was denied three times by the office of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Residents in central North Carolina were told late Monday to evacuate their homes amid fears that rising floodwaters from Hurricane Matthew could breach a dam, adding to a storm total of 11. Earlier Monday, the governor, Pat McCrory, said the storm's effects had killed 11 in the state, with three people still missing. Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to postpone a planned visit to France next week. The decision comes after the French presidency insisted that he hold talks with Francois Hollande about Syria. This is VOA News. Turkey is ready to receive an offer from Russia in a long-running multi-billion dollar tender for an air defense system, according to Turkish media reports Tuesday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin vowed at a meeting in Istanbul Monday to tighten cooperation in all areas, including the medical technical sphere. The Turkish official said they had no information about any developments. It's the latest sign in a thaw of relations that Russia and Turkey signed agreements to build gas pipelines from Russia that will supply natural gas to both Turkey and Western Europe. That's the Turkish president. He said these agreements have just been signed, arrived at a point of being signed here in the presence of the presidents have been completed. I'm convinced that the process of normalization of our ties will continue rapidly. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Istanbul. South African Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan will be prosecuted for fraud over alleged misconduct when he was head of the South African Revenue Service, or SARS, according to officials Tuesday. It's a move set to shake the country's fragile economy. Gordhan and two others must be prosecuted and arraigned on the following crimes. Count one for fraud, according to Sean Abrams, the head of the National Prosecuting Authority. The body of a fetus was found in a toilet on a plane after arriving in Indonesia from Doha. Police are waiting to question a female passenger, according to officials Tuesday. The grim discovery was made late Sunday by cleaners as they moved through the Qatar Airways flight after its terminal and the main international airport serving Jakarta. The fetus was estimated between 5 and 6 months old. Israeli authorities have barred Palestinians from entering the country from the occupied West Bank or the Gaza Strip ahead of the Jewish Yom Kippur holiday that begins on Tuesday, according to the army. Israeli security forces are especially on high alert after a Palestinian gun attack in Jerusalem on Sunday that killed two people. The Colombian government and the country's second-largest rebel group, the ELN, announced Monday they will launch negotiations in Ecuador later this month. Talks with the National Liberation Army come despite the narrow defeat of a peace deal with the largest group, the FARC, in a popular referendum. Rwandan President Paul Kagame Monday criticized France after it launched a new investigation into a plane crash that killed the Burundian president that sparked the African country's genocide in 1994. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.